This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
No chewing gum allowed while you're on the air, ladies. Just make sure you have that in your broadcast or a book. Bad form to chew. Have you ever seen anybody on TV chewing gum? Have you ever?
Not usually.
No. Once in a while. I remember
not
once.
Not the professionals, earlier. But sometimes you know, they're interviewing.
Yeah. Right, exactly. Jay Kirshner is here with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan. Let's see the DJV program. Oh, I'm Doug Steffen, by the way. I'm interested in getting some more information, Victoria, on this report of hundreds of cyber attacks against Ukraine as a backdrop to the thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, if not millions of cyber attacks that have been not only against Americans, but against the rest of the world. And what is being done? Microsoft is doing something, at least, about what's going on in Ukraine. But why wouldn't they do this everywhere?
Well,
why
they are.
Isn't there?
They do. Well, Microsoft does. I mean, but they're specifically trying to help Ukraine. And this new report that came out on Wednesday is the reason we're talking about Microsoft right now, because they have isolated at least 237 different operations against Ukraine, and they have found that six different Russian bad actors have carried out these things. Now, they also were coordinated. A lot of these attacks were coordinated with the actual on-the-ground assaults that Russia's been doing. So we know that these aren't just like, you know, dark hat hackers doing their thing for ransomware. This is coming straight from Putin and the Russian government.
Well, don't you think all of it was really coming straight from Putin, no matter what was?
Some of it, though, are real fringe groups, you know, who with ransomware. And so a lot of it is very cloak and dagger. But in this case, Microsoft is finding that this is pretty blatant.
Mm-hmm. So, again, can they apply this same methodology for this same stuff that's going on, not just against Ukraine, but everywhere around the world? Will we be able to feel better about the potential of our personal stuff being attacked, cyber attack against
us? It depends. You know, I mean, Microsoft has been working with various corporations and utilities and things like that. But, you know, I mean, this has been like the sort of battle cry of the Biden administration. It's private industries and companies have got to get their stuff together, and they've got to, they have to invest more in cybersecurity, because this is what's going to happen. And this shuts down, you know, this shuts down every facet of our economy.
One of the things that I thought was quite wonderful was the news. A lot of people, I was thinking, what do we talk about when we're with our friends or business associates? Doesn't this almost always, what's going on in Ukraine, lead the conversation, no matter what else is going on? Even in
right.
No?
Yeah.
You don't think?
I mean, right. Sure.
My world
Ukraine
is.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, Ukraine is certainly a topic that everyone feels, I think, that feels the same way about, that it's atrocious what's happening to the Ukrainian people. But, you know, if you're talking this week, Johnny Depp and Amber Heard are right up there. So,
I guess they are. All right, back to the Russians and what's going on. You may have seen that this town of it's Demidiv, I believe, Demydiv, is a town, there's a river apparently, or some big dam there, and the Russian soldiers were trying to get into this village, and so they opened up the floodgates, and that was the end of that. They flooded their own village to keep them from coming in. Apparently some Russian soldiers drowned, but that was pretty clever, and, you know, the residents paying a heavy price because it ruined their village.
Well, but got to do what you got to do.
Right, yeah. I thought the Ukrainians really, we're learning a lot about courage from them.
That's
and
for sure.
We're learning a lot about cowardice from the leaders of the rest of the world, as far as I can see. Ah, frustrating. All right, now, Victoria, you're in the spotlight because you've shared some things, and I want to share more information with people about the robocall. The FCC is going to take up very soon a rule.
It's a vote on the rule.
On the rule that will hopefully curb these damn robocalls
that we
all get all day, every day. You get them, I get them.
Yep.
You get them as text, you get them as email, you get them on a phone. You get
doesn't
them
matter
on
what
landline.
Kind of phone.
Yep. And some are really misleading, too. It's not just annoying, but there are some that really target, especially older people, and get you caught up.
Yeah. Scams galore. So, as a public service, perhaps we spend a moment or two talking about how people can protect their personal information. I guess when I, as I think about this, who doesn't know this? We've talked about you. Everybody talks about it. But are you doing it? Do you keep your personal information secure on your laptop or on your PC or on your phone? Do you really do that? Do you, I don't put any financial information, any record or anything on any computer that's connected to the outside world. I have a little...
How do you check your bank statements?
I check my bank statements. That's a good question. I don't keep that stuff. I'm talking about things like tax information. That sort of stuff is on a private little laptop. Bank statements, I don't really do that because I get my...
Well, when you say private little laptop, if it's connected to the Internet, it's not private.
It's not. It isn't. I just keep the records on it. It's not connected to anything. When I use it, when I bring it to, I actually physically bring the laptop to my account. I don't send her any email that has the information in it. Don't do any of that stuff.
Okay.
And I think that's, maybe people say that's extreme, but I don't trust the system. We've all talked about this with credit card stuff. I don't put that information online. I just don't trust that it's safe. So that's one thing you can do as far, but having it on your mind.
But that's not realistic for people who, like me, I have digital banking. I mean, I check my bank accounts, my credit cards, everything is online.
So then
are secure.
How do you feel safe then so that your personal information isn't? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, it just, you have to remember,
there's no one that's safe because whether or not you're keeping stuff all 100% online like Victoria or you're keeping stuff in paper like you, Doug, 100%, or you're like me where I'm somewhere in the middle of those two things, your mail, people can steal your mail, happens all the time.
Sure.
You shred your documents when you throw them away, people can pick up your account numbers.
I can't
tell you how shocked I was because I didn't really think this was like a real thing, but this was probably maybe a month or two ago. It all sort of blends together. But at my office, and I run a company with my dad at an office at our office a few months ago. I happened to see that our security camera had a notification, so I started looking at it, and I started to go back. And overnight, someone broke into our dumpster and took out bags full of paper. Yeah, what did they want from our trash? Well, they took paper. Now, thankfully, the stuff that was back there was shredded and they didn't get anything. I know because I control what kind of account information gets out there. So they didn't get anything. But they take stuff. Like, this is a whole scam. They must be looking for bank account numbers or credit card numbers or anything that they can use to come after you. And we're in a business park. So obviously a prime spot to go and knock off dumpsters that are locked, by the way.
Yeah, what I would guess, if I was taking a little bit of an educated guess, what they're looking for, if they specifically are targeting, like a corporate park, like where your office is, they're looking for any information about your employees and your own, what is the EID number as an employer, because so many people have filed fraudulent tax returns. And so if they can get any information from your actual employees, even if it's just a name, then they can file a tax return in that person's name. This is happening a lot now this year. We spoke with our accountant yesterday. He has a couple clients that this has already happened to. And so when you go to file, if you're the real, let's say the real Victoria Keelan goes to file her taxes, and a fake Victoria Keelan's already filed, I can't file my own taxes because there's only one allowed for one name, and it's becoming a massive problem. And these thieves are going into dumpsters, and they're trying to find any type of information on employers and employees. This is the scam they're running. Yeah.
Man, oh man. Well, I guess the other thing, Jay, I would wonder is whether to overshare information even on social networking sites. If you post a lot of information about yourself,
You don't want to post your location, but people are stupid and they do.
Well, and a lot of those things of like tell us your first pet and your childhood street name, which a lot of times are questions, like security questions on different accounts. So that's how some scammers can find out that information about you. Even if they can't figure out your password, they can figure out what the answers to the security questions are and still hack in.
Really? Huh. That's interesting. All right, well, what's the old expression? A word to the wise is sufficient. Here's some good news for those of you, those of us who are wondering what happens to those masks we've all been wearing for the past 2 years. What do we do with them? People throw them away. People have given them.
They're all over the beach where I live. It's awful. It's
so becoming
much
a real environmental problem. So there's some research being done at Washington State University that this week bore some fruit. They made who comes up with the idea? This is what's so wonderful about America and being able to come up with a new business. So somebody in a lab at Washington State has mixed the masks with concrete. And apparently when you put the masks into the cement mixture, it creates a much stronger and more durable concrete. So,
that makes sense, though, because of the fiber, right?
Yeah.
To strengthen.
Exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Cool.
As a matter of fact, the research that was released this week shows that if you use mask material in concrete, it's 47% stronger than the usual cement.
That's
after
amazing.
A month of curing. So I thought that was a pretty interesting find, as a matter of fact. The professor of the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering at Washington State is the one who worked with his students on this. They were looking for what to do with various waste products. And so they experimented both with concrete and asphalt. Now, I'm wondering whether this has a good the same thing would apply, it would seem to me, in the road. The asphalt is used on roads, wouldn't you think? Make it stronger? That's really good. It's nice. I think it's a great idea. Yeah, exactly. Microfibers have been added to cement for the last few years. And so I think that's where somebody said, that's basically where the masks are, right? Microfiber. So let's use more of it. So they're trying to buy like the plastic bottles that people cut up and use. I've talked about that in a number of different applications. It's the same thing. So good. Good for them. Hopefully it'll get used sooner rather than later. It's 18 after the hour.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever, brought to you by Kohl's. Today's topic, friends and family savings. Just in time for Mother's Day. Speaking of, I got my mom the cutest pajamas for just $27.99, a trendy spring dress for under $25, and 65% off fine jewelry.
Ooh, she's one lucky lady.
So am I. Did I mention I got an extra 25% off, and because I'm a Kohl's Rewards member, an extra $20 off?
Count on Kohl's for more style and more savings.
Select style, $20 off $100 in-store only, 25% off rents May 1st. Plus exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at DJVHealthShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's find out what's going on. Someone who easily slides into that occupational directive is Jay Kirshner, who's paying much attention to, maximum attention, how's that, Jay, to what's going on social media, trending things on Twitter and Instagram, like Hailey Bieber, and what's going on with her health. It's pretty interesting because she's 25.
Yeah, well, she had that scary incident back in March where she was having breakfast with her husband, Justin Bieber, and they're talking. All of a sudden, she gets this weird sensation, and they think she's having a stroke and rush her to the ER. And she's opening up about it, and she opened up about it in a YouTube video that she posted this week. And she says how it was the sensation traveled from her arm to her shoulder, and her husband asked her if she was okay. Like, he noticed visibly something was wrong, and he asked her if she was okay. And at first, she didn't respond because she didn't know if she was okay. And then when she went to respond, she realized she couldn't speak. Oof. And so rushed her to the hospital. By the time she gets to the hospital, it kind of... everything normalized, yeah. So she's pretty much back to normal by the time she arrived there, and the doctors found a small blood clot in her brain. They labeled it a TIA. They weren't super sure what caused it, but they kept her overnight to run different tests. But then at a follow-up appointment, she was diagnosed with a grade 5 PFO, which is like a flap-like opening in the heart, so she had to have heart surgery to get that taken care of. She said she's recovering well.
So she had surgery already? Wow.
Yeah, and she said she's recovering well and actually really fast. But my goodness, what a scary ordeal.
At that age. Yeah, exactly. That's nothing to play with. Remember when I had my, it was, what, 3 years ago, I was scared the hell out of everyone. It turned out not to be a TIA, but still, it is, you know, if you don't know, that's what's worse than anything else is if you don't know. Or you can't
but weren't
find
you
it.
Trying, your symptoms were sort of similar to hers in that, you weren't you trying to formulate a word or say a word and it wasn't coming out, right? Wasn't
I
there
spent,
something that...
Yes, that was part of it.
You were reading,
but,
right?
Yeah, but the doctor, the neurologist at Tufts said to me when he examined what I was doing and how I was doing it, he said, if I'd had a TIA, I wouldn't be able to have gotten on the phone and dial the operator to get to the information because I couldn't... I was trying to type something, and it didn't seem to work well. So I dialed the number and explained to her in a kind of choppy way what it was that I was trying to do. And he said, if I'd have had a TIA, I wouldn't have been able to use the phone. So anyway, it's very interesting as all this stuff. It's you got to know your body. That's the most important thing. That's your most important assignment in life. After taking care of your children, you got to take care of yourself because you can't take care of anybody if you don't take care of yourself.
Well, part of this story, yeah, part of this story also is that, and this is something that all women really need to be aware of if you're on the birth control pill, any pill, they're all the same in that sense, that that really increases your chances of a blood clot. And Haley also, I think, before this happened, had come off of a long flight. So when you're that altitude and blood clots, you know, that's already, if you don't get up and walk around like that, anyone can suffer, you know, can have a blood clot from a long flight. But combined when you're on the birth control pill, they think that that's what caused this.
What is there about the birth control pill that does that?
That's why
it's the estrogen. Yeah.
It totally messes with me.
Could she be on a birth control pill? Maybe she is.
She is on it. No, she is on it. That's one of the things.
That explains it in part. Yep. Okay, 28 after the hour. This is the DJV program.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Cards issued by Celtic Bank, member FDIC.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's credit cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 3.3% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/join. ramp.com/join. ramp.com/join.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The cost of this fight, it's not cheap. But caving to aggression is going to be more costly if we allow it to happen. We either back Ukrainian people as they defend their country, or we stand by as the Russians continue their atrocities and aggression in Ukraine.
After failing to prevent Russia's invasion of Ukraine through sanctions, President Biden said he's sending Congress requests for more money for Ukraine. During a press conference at the White House Thursday, Biden said in total he's asking for an additional $33 billion. $20 billion would be used for military assistance, $8 billion for economic assistance, and $3 billion for humanitarian aid. An American citizen and Marine veteran, Willie Joseph Cancel, died while fighting in Ukraine. His wife broke the news and said, he went there wanting to help people, and had always felt that this was his main mission in life. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and others in the Biden administration claim they inherited a faulty border situation from former President Trump. But, says Senator Rand Paul on Newsmax Thursday, the goal all along since President Biden took office has been to open the border for more Democrat voters.
Really believe in open borders. They think that we're just fine. They don't care if it overwhelms our social services, our hospitals, our welfare programs. They just don't care. And they see it as a power play because they do believe that people who are coming in illegally because the Democrats have turned a blind eye will be sympathetic ultimately, or their children will be sympathetic to Democrats in politics. So this really has to do with power politics, but it really is a complete disdain for the actual individuals, because encouraging the illegal immigration encourages trafficking of use, it encourages drug transportation, all of the things, but it's really bad for the people trying to get across the river illegally. It's not good for those people either. But this is an attitude that the Democrats have mostly honest about. They just don't care.
Police have arrested a 74-year-old man in the 1988 killing of 11-year-old Melissa Tremblay in Massachusetts, the Essex District Attorney's Office announced Wednesday. The cold case was re-examined by authorities in 2014, and evidence recovered from the victim's body was instrumental in solving the case. Marvin C. McClendon Jr. was arrested Tuesday in Bremen, Alabama. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
Are heart attack rates skyrocketing? Is it because of COVID, or is there other COVID vaccines? I've seen a lot of this stuff in the news media blaming COVID vaccines. What's your response to that?
You know, a lot of people over the past 2 years haven't been coming to the doctor and doing their prevention.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the DJV Show with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and also Jay Kushner. And now, here's my grant.
A fitting reintroduction to the program, would you think? Starring Master Miles.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
I am so impressed at how he handled all of our names. I mean, that's really good. Yeah.
All right, but play that again just for the heck of it. This is my grandson, Miles.
This is the DJV Show with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and also Jay Kushner. And now, here's my grant.
We did that in Brendan's backyard. So it was windy, and I just said, okay, Miles, you want to do this? And he looked at his mother, he looked at me, and he said, yeah, okay, Gramps, what do you want me to do?
I love how he goes, and also Jay Kushner.
Like, yes.
So cute.
Oh, my God. Okay, some business news here from the DJV. Here's Doug Steffen, as you just heard Miles introduce us, Jennifer, Victoria, and Jay. The Disney folks, this is something that's becoming quite a an interesting flap or trap, not sure which, maybe a little of both. I don't know how many people realize that this area in Florida that they control, they really control. Like, they govern everything.
I don't think anybody knew. I mean, who knew? No. Except for maybe the people living around there.
Ron DeSantis know? Because this is a billion-dollar story.
Now. I imagine they probably find out when they get brought into office, right? I mean, I don't even think probably as a congressman he knew. He probably, until he became governor, figured it out.
Or maybe until you try to mess with them, and then they pull out the, hey, here's the fine print. You got to pay $1 million in bond debt in order for us to no longer have these privileges. Can the state of Florida, are they going to get behind paying $1 billion in debt for this
Disney?
Yeah,
it's $1 billion, not $1 million. Yeah.
$1 billion, yeah. So, I don't know.
Let's go back to 1967, and the district gives the Walt Disney Company governmental control over pretty much all the land it uses in Central Florida. So they borrow a lot of money. Yeah, that's the way businesses do. It's interesting to look at how on balance sheets, how much money big corporations borrow, because it has a beneficial, back to the tax thing, beneficial impact on your taxes. That's all deductible, the interest rates. So the law actually states that Florida, quote, will not in any way impair the rights or remedies of the holders of these bonds until all the bonds, together with interest thereon, and all costs and expenses in connection with any act or proceeding. Listen, doesn't this sound like some lawyer, legal lawyer? In other words, you can't, unless all of the debts are paid and discharged, you guys are up she creek.
Well, you know what I think is more
Reedy
interesting?
Creek.
I think there are a lot of people that are like, oh, you know, Disney said this about Florida, and Florida's doing this to Disney, and all the back and forth, you know, of who's going to come out on top and all of this. To me, the big story is that back in 1967, this was the power, and not just in 1967, this is the power of lobbyists.
Yeah,
the power of lobbyists to make special rules and exceptions for themselves.
Yep.
This is why big business has a ton of them. And clearly, in 1967,
and most
when
of them are ex-legislators, they're government officials. That's who they are.
Yeah, dump land, because they know where the bodies are buried. They go to this dump land, no offense to you people in Florida. Florida's a beautiful state, but, I mean, there's nothing out there. It's farms and swamps, basically. And they go, you know, this could be a beautiful place. And all of a sudden, they now have literally, we call it the Magic Kingdom, they literally have a kingdom in the middle of Florida. It's
magic.
You know,
yeah.
I mean, and how many other corporations are going, man, we should have thought of that. You think Coca-Cola wasn't going, we should have gone to Georgia and made it Coca-Cola World.
You know, this reminds me of something I saw the other day. The District of Columbia has been in existence pretty much since our country began. Right after World War One, the government used portions of Georgetown as a chemical dump for a lot of things that were left and weren't used during World War One, a lot of chemical things that they'd created. Now, there's a plot of land on this chemical dump that's for sale for $1.3 million. And they want to put a house on top of it. Look at the pictures. It looks like, you know, if you've been to Georgetown, it's quite a lovely section. It's the nicest section, actually. The people who have real money live in Georgetown, the people in Washington. And so I wonder what they're thinking about the find that this chemical dump was there. And that, you know, never mind that it's for sale, but the fact that it's there, I would think that would have stirred the pot with a lot of people. It's not very far from the hotel where they're having the annual, or I don't know, for 2 years they haven't had the correspondence dinner, right? But they're doing it, I think it's next week. I noticed that Fauci said he wasn't going to go.
Fauci won't go because
he doesn't want to be subject to the scrutiny of what's what and who's who. Okay, next business story is with Boeing, the world's largest airplane manufacturer. They lost $600 million on Air Force One. you can say what you will about Trump. The Art of the Deal, that book that he wrote, he used it. He called the CEO of Boeing when, in like the first week he was in office, he's looking at stuff and he says, wait a minute, this $4 billion for these planes, how do they figure that? So he calls up the CEO of Boeing and says, we're not paying, cancel the order. So they didn't want to cancel the order because they're already into it for a couple of billion bucks. And by the way, this has been going on. I'm trying to think of who It was, it wasn't, was I guess it was Obama who got him started on let's have some new Air Force Ones, because after 30 years, you know, there's structural stuff they have to worry about with the planes.
And there's so much tech on Air Force, on both of the Air Force Ones, or, you know, whatever, what we call Air
Force
Ones.
And that's the slowdown, and that's why it's taking so much time. So Trump negotiated $100 million off the deal, got it down to 3.9. And now, the Boeing CEO, there's a new CEO there, and he's looked at the deal and said, this is the worst deal we ever made. We're going to lose $1 billion.
Good.
on this, and the plane's not going to be ready until like 2026 or something.
Yeah, it's
they've
so
been
funny
at it for
it
10 years.
Forever.
Yeah,
these presidents
right.
will design the plane and they'll pick the way it looks and they'll never fly on them because they're
right.
not done in a short enough amount of time.
Yep, and this is they made the 747-800 is pretty much a plane designed just for this. They still are making 747 freighters. They don't make the passenger version anymore. And with this comes a fabulous bit of information. If you want to be fascinated for 18 to 20 minutes, go online and Google what happens to old planes and watch what happens, what they do with the old planes, how they either salvage them or they destroy them after 30, 35 years. It is fascinating to watch what they do and when you look at it, you see a lot of 747s because they're a four-engine plane that gobbles up a lot of fuel. And, you know, interesting how Boeing can sell. This is perfect sales. We're going to sell you the best plane, the biggest plane. You carry more people. You'll love it. This is back in the 60s. So everybody says, yeah, let's buy a lot of those. And so now Boeing comes along and says, we got this big plane, but only has two engines. And it carries just as many people as a 747, so everybody's parking the 747s and buying more. Even though the 747s are perfectly usable, they just use more fuel. So now we've got a plane that'll carry almost as many people, but it only has two engines. It uses half as much fuel. So it's really, I think it's fascinating to watch that kind of a business as it proceeds. They sell over themselves. Anyway, so... not till late 2024 to maybe early 2025 for the new Air Force Ones.
One of the coolest things that we have in Southern California, we have two presidential libraries, and they're both really beautiful. And the Reagan Library has Air Force One. They have this huge, big glass pavilion, and it's gorgeous. And you can see out over almost all the way to the ocean on a clear day. And then they have Air Force One parked inside, and you can get on most days, and you can walk
you can
through.
Yeah.
And one of the coolest things is that Sebastian Gorka, who was an advisor to President Trump, was at this library, and I was hosting an event with him. And they gave us a private tour of the plane, so we got to go in some of the roped-off areas and such. And he's like, it was so cool because he had been on what is now Air Force One that the president flies around on. And he was able, as we're walking through, he goes, wow, this is here now, and there's more room for the press because they're just traveling with
more
press.
Well, it was a 707.
And
Air Force One was
so
the
different.
First jet. Yeah, it was like one-third as much room. And it wasn't really well, it wasn't, the Air Force Ones that they use now are immaculately interiored.
Original
707 was like an army plane.
Definitely looks very 70s style, but it's really still cool to see. And one thing that I learned is that when the press travels with the president, you pay, each press outlet pays the price of an average first class ticket wherever they're going plus $1.
Yeah.
So it's a first class fare plus a dollar that each individual organization will pay to fly on the plane. So. Cool.
Other economic information, Bitcoin coming to your 401k, if you want them. Fidelity, for example, which I think is probably the largest investment firm in the world, provides retirement plans to 23,000 companies. They're going to allow a portion of their contributions to be allocated to Bitcoin. That's pretty interesting. Would you like that to be a part of your retirement plan?
Sure.
Bitcoin,
why not? I mean, if you're not going to, you know, unless you want to buy outright, you can't do with your own 401k. But, yeah, I mean, to have the diversity of including crypto, a lot of people want that now. So I think it's smart. If you're someone who's, you know, like my age or younger and you've got your 401k going from your company, I think, you know, when you think about retiring in 30 years, 40 years, like,
it's
sure.
It's worth something.
Yeah.
Our own Phil McGeehan put 5 cents into it in 2000. one, and now he's a multi-billionaire. Yeah, billionaire.
I'm sorry, Bill.
It's okay. Listen, he's smart. I think that's a great example of, can you do that now? I don't know, maybe. Maybe not. I know people who are selling their homes because they figure by the end of the year, the investment product that has Bitcoin and other of the crypto is going to be worth a lot of money. As a matter of fact, here's something that I found interesting. The Fort Worth, Texas city government is going to use Bitcoin. They're going to mine Bitcoin, in fact. And what is mining?
Don't understand.
Anybody have a definition of this mining?
So mining, so it's fairly simple. So what it does is you've got basically like a whole bank of computers, and they're running, they're constantly running, and they're trying to solve a mathematical equation. The first computer that hits, that lands on the correct answer, then receives the next block of bitcoins, and the process begins over again.
Sounds like a game show.
It kind of. I mean, your computer is running 24/7, which is why it's horrible for the environment. It's Bitcoin mining is really bad for the environment. It's done all over China. It's terrible. But anyway, Fort Worth is trying to come up with a clean energy way to do it. I think they're going to be powering it through solar. It's a 6-month pilot program. I think it's great because this is the first city in America, it's the first city government to mine their own Bitcoin, and whatever they're able to purchase, they're going to put back into the kitty, so to speak, of the city of Fort Worth. So I think it's a great idea.
Well, are they doing it now because they know something that the rest of us don't know?
Well, I think they see the future is crypto. So I think if people don't know that, then sure.
All right, I have to check with Superman on that story. 48 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
How long does it take to tackle a home project? With Angie, you could cross it off your list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need. Indoor, outdoor, repair, or redesign. And we handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. You don't have to lift a finger, except to tap the screen or click the mouse. Plus, Angie is free to use. So bring us your next home project, and we'll bring it home. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital. Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com.
look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on Amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Dr. Ken on DJV Health. Doug Stephan here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who comes to us from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. You can reach out to him anytime. So many people do. They talk about listening to us on the radio, which is cool. Find him at 352-735-1400. Nobody answers, it's out of office hours. Just leave a message. They'll get back to you. All right, first question has to do with this controversial Alzheimer's drug, and I think we've talked a little about this before, but there are people looking for clarification on Aduhelm, if that's how you pronounce it, A-D-U-H-E-L-M. Apparently, Medicare is going to cover it now. Are there other drugs? There's a couple of questions here. Are there other drugs that are already in use? Because so many people can. When you talk about Alzheimer's and dementia and even Parkinson's, they get so scared they hope they never get it, and so do we. But you wonder about this drug and some of the others because there's been a lot of patients groups who've been pushing for access to it, but the folks at Medicare until now said they weren't going to cover it. Apparently they are now. So,
well, it's a complicated approval. Aduhelm is a very expensive drug. Anyone who's on Medicare noticed this year the biggest increase in their annual cost, their monthly premiums, than they've ever experienced in their time on Medicare. And the reason is because of this one drug, Aduhelm, which was approved by the FDA with a lot of controversy because the FDA usually listens to its committees that it puts together to advise them, and on this one did not. And then after it getting an approval and several of the committee members, experts in the field, said they would never sit on an FDA advisory committee again after having such a wonderful experience. Expecting this to be then available, CMS, because nobody's going to pay out five figures for their Alzheimer's drug each year, CMS then gave its own opinion about all this and said it would only approve it even after FDA approved it. It would only pay for it if you were involved in a study. So nobody's going to be able to afford this on their own. and nobody now is going to be able to get it unless you participate in a study. And it's probably good because the data really was not clear. The medical scientist in me reviewed the data, and it really wasn't clear, and more data is needed. So I think this was a way to thread the needle on this. And there's so much pressure to get something for Alzheimer's. All of us know somebody who has Alzheimer's, and it just tears your heart out to have to work with them, to be with them on a daily basis. It's not pleasant. It's really rough on everyone involved. So there's so much momentum to get some magic bullet for Alzheimer's. So I think that's where this is coming from, the pressure to get it out. Sometimes clouds good science and may cloud some good judgment. And this is how CMS decided to thread that needle.
All right. Next question has to do with this year's allergy season, what we do about it. It seems to me, and the people that I work with on the DJV program on my farm, same thing. It seems a month or so earlier than last year, we started feeling the impact of allergies. So this has been studied ad nauseum, as you know. You want to explain a little about how pollen season affects allergies? And is there a direct connection? Because we have allergies to lots of stuff. Some people have allergies to peanuts and to gluten. And so everybody wonders whether, when we just talk in general about allergies, are they all the same?
The immune system in our body, which is supposed to protect us from foreign bodies and foreign substances and bugs, sometimes over-responds. And in some of these substances that you find in flowers, in dander, whatever, everything that emits into the air gets into our lungs, and it affects different people in different ways. And sometimes our immune system will overreact in a manner which it shouldn't. And instead of protecting us, it's so strong it can kill us. And this is where you've seen eat a nut, your throat tightens up, your blood pressure goes down if you don't get a shot of epinephrine because of this overwhelming immune response where allergy reaction is so strong. So it's a tightrope you walk on when you're dealing with these things. If you have allergies, get checked. Hug an allergist. They'll save your life. And make sure you carry the EpiPen and know how to use it, everyone in the family.
Good advice. Questions for Dr. Ken on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.